Welcome to the Musician's Venture Podcast. This is a podcast focused on lessons learned via the musician's backstory, as well as building successful careers in the business. My name is Allison M., and I'll be interviewing artists and industry experts and offering insights based on events Wisconsin Music Ventures has produced. Let's get down to business. On this show, I'm going to talk about a business plan for musicians. And this topic came up in a group that actually Ethan Keller and I were just talking about in at the end of his episode. I have this Facebook group called Allison's Music Hustle, and anyone can join it. That's totally fine. As long as you're cool with it being a non-promotional group, it's really just about thoughts, ideas, and music, industry news, and passing that kind of information around. Anyone can join it. So go ahead and find it if you want. I'd love to have you there. But one of the things that I threw out there recently was this article put out by musicthinktank.com on their blog. It was an article called 10 Hard and Awful Truths About Being an Independent Artist and What You Can Do About It. And the first point they make is that every artist needs a realistic business plan. And they say, as of 2019, the global music industry is worth $21.5 billion. Indie artists only contribute a small fraction of the revenue. It is a massive business that requires careful planning. That is why many artists prefer getting under a label to make music's business aspect clearer and easier. What to do? Indie artists must learn the basics of creating and running a small business. You can always start by reading materials about the industry and picking snippets from proven business models. It would be best to start with a realistic business plan. So that's their spiel on the business plan there. And that got me thinking, you know, when I started my business, Wisconsin Music Ventures, initially it was going to be a small thing. It was going to be just a summer thing. A few concerts in the summer. Because I was doing some school teaching at the time, I intended to keep doing that school teaching when I was very early in the planning of this. So I really didn't put a lot into the business plans. I didn't think I needed to, but at a certain point, eventually it developed into something bigger, and I was asked for a business plan, and I was like, well, I guess I have to put one together. And it was the best thing that could have happened. And I should have had one all along, definitely. I had a lot of plans together. I had been working with different coaches and advisors on getting things together. But I did not actually have a specific business plan together. But doing that was the best thing I have ever done. Because having a business plan gives you so much direction for what you're doing that... it really gives you the ability to take charge over every decision you need to make going forward. Who you're going to meet with, how you're going to do this or that, how you're going to market something, who you're going to record with, how you're going to collaborate, who you're going to collaborate with, everything. Having the vision, the mission, objectives, the strategy that are all a part of the business plan, that... having it all written down and clear, if what you have decided is a part of your business plan, part of your business plan is all good there. If someone asks you to have a meeting, and they have nothing to do with anything that is in that plan, you need to say no to that because that is a waste of time. If someone wants to collaborate with you, that is maybe from a genre that is not in the direction that you were intending to go, say no to that. That's a waste of time. However, the reverse is also true. That plan can guide you. In that business plan, according to David Cutler, and that's where I'm getting a lot of my information. That's who I used for my business plan strategy. I just kind of went through his book, The Savvy Musician, and use his model. He also mentions that you need to have product description. Which products are offered and what makes them unique? Audience. Who are the primary and secondary demographics to be targeted? Marketing. What kind of marketing campaign will you run? Money matters. What are your financial goals and how will they be accomplished? A detailed budget should be included. Absolutely. You need to have it all on paper. If you are not thinking about these things, odds are you are setting yourself up for failure. Or, I mean, at the very least, a lot of chaos. So get into the plan. Get into the plan. And you can change the plan at any time. Holy crap. This COVID situation has caused everyone's plans to change. My business plan has changed dramatically. This podcast was not originally a part of the business plan, but it seemed like something that started to make a lot of sense based on who we were realizing we were really out to serve. At a certain point in time, post-COVID, very soon post-COVID, not post-COVID, I hate saying that. I accidentally say that a lot. We are certainly not post-COVID. Since COVID has been around, we realized that Wisconsin Music Ventures is here more to serve musicians than just a general public. So that really directed a lot of what we wanted to do. So that is how the podcast came to be. David Cutler also suggests doing a SWOT analysis as part of your business plan, or to develop your business plan. A SWOT analysis stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to make sure that you are just defining what potential people or subjects might fall into those categories for you and your business and your musicianship. And as an independent musician or as a musician in general, we are all a business entity. Some of you are very obviously a business. Some of you have your own LLC set up around yourselves, and that's a wonderful thing. That's a very smart thing. And so you already know about a lot of this, but some people aren't. And then in The Savvy Musician, he's got a fantastic sample business plan written out, which is really, really interesting to view and to find. I tried looking for this on the web, but I did not easily find a web version of this. But, if you just grab a copy of The Savvy Musician by David Cutler, it's not too expensive and it is worth it. It is the word textbook makes it sound dry, but it is just a phenomenal resource for every musician in the industry. It's got so much jam-packed in there, and the business plan is one of the pieces of gold. So check it out. Every musician needs to have a business plan and revisit it regularly. In our conversation group, Dennis Hawk, who I've gotten to know recently, he mentioned that he has a business plan that he reviews every December. He's a professional musician in Wisconsin here. Every December, he checks this out and reviews it, maybe makes changes every few months after that. Smart. Because once you have a business plan set in stone, once you have a business plan, it does not mean that it is set in stone. It is a plan. It can be changed. Plans can change anytime. But having the plan, as I said earlier, it just helps you to guide your decisions. All right. So that is my word on a business plan. Although, one last thing I want to add is back to the Music Think Tank article. Having a realistic business plan is also key. Many of us creatives, we think we have this pie in the sky, kind of lofty goal mindset where we love to think, I'm going to be playing at Carnegie Hall next year, or I'm going to be in Wisconsin, we have the Summerfest stage. I'm going to be a headliner at Summerfest next year. I'm going to be, winning a Grammy in 2 years. Are we really? Make sure that your plans and goals are attainable. Speaking of Grammys, that's right, they're on tonight. I got to check that out. But, yeah, have the plan there. make sure it's realistic, something that you can get to feasibly in the next year or several months, depending on how you have it laid out. It's also good to have plans, sort of a strategic plan that's built out for, you know, have a plan for this year, have a plan for maybe 3 years from now, goals for 3 years from now, and like a five-year goal. There you can start getting a little bit loftier. You know, still have your eyes on something, but maybe, you know, with steps that you're taking this year to get you there little by little. And again, reevaluating, readjusting as you go. So that is what I have to say on the business plan for today. Hope this might have been a little bit helpful for some of you. And good luck. If you get a business plan going for yourself, I want to hear about it. Let us know. Leave some feedback. And have a good one, guys. This episode's featured patron is Steve Smith of Greenfield, Wisconsin. Thank you for all of your support, Steve. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you'll leave ratings and reviews for us wherever you're listening from. Visit themusiciansventure.com for more information on upcoming guests, show notes, and ways to send us your topic suggestions. The Musicians Venture podcast is hosted by Allison M., recorded at Podcast Town in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, produced by Shannon Coulard, with theme music written and performed by Mike Neumeier. Thanks again.